HNR, K4HNR, N4ZLK.
K4HNR, I'm way up here in Hendersonville. I can barely hear you. Can you hear me?
Perfectly. Are you almost at work?
I'm about to pull into Chick-fil-A here. A couple of us guys grab breakfast here at, I'm a little late. It's at 7. Grab some Chick-fil-A for breakfast on Friday mornings.
And can I borrow your pressure washer again?
Yeah, anytime. It's at the house. You're welcome to grab it, or I can meet you somewhere, but yeah, you bet.
Are you going to be home tonight when I get off work?
Yeah, I'll be home tonight, and and all weekend. Let me know if you need any help.
I'll call you and swing by when I leave work this evening. All right, have a good day, Connor. We'll talk to you later. And 4ZLK.
I'll see you later. K4HNR.
And Connor. Good morning, Shane. KO4HGX.
I was going to see if Connor jumped in there. I hope you're well this morning. And 4ZLK.
Good.
Breakfast, or are you on your way?
Out of the house. Had breakfast already. Had some, young, loud.
I want other people rein in on your time.
They're entitled to it as much as anybody else. But it was some grandparents that looked like grandkids. They weren't being mean. They were just being kids. So nothing like that. It was just time to move on.
Stan, I heard you telling Ken this morning you might not be working, or you would find out later if you found out yet.
Now it's a no. They still haven't got another machine down there. So I know Jesse's got to be getting aggravated losing two beautiful days of work. But what do you do?
Next week, and I'm looking at things to do, and I'm looking at the weather thinking, why couldn't it be like this next week? Beginning of the week. I haven't checked in a few days, but I knew they were calling for rain.
It was every day was rain. At least 50% chance of rain up here.
My time off a little better, I guess, but it's hard to tell back in November what it's going to be like in May.
Rain in the schedule for the next 10 days up here.
Absolutely. Can't even talk. It is absolutely gorgeous this morning and a little cool.
It feels nice up here. It was right at the 50-degree mark when I left the house, so it might have dropped into the upper 40s. But it is absolutely gorgeous spring morning.
55 at the house, and I just glanced up. I'm down here in the valley. It's 52. So I imagine it's probably in the 40s now up there for you.
Got to get that overhead information center fixed. It went out a while back, and I just hadn't messed with it.
That was the same thing. I took it down, and there was a cold solder joint in there, and I re-soldered it, and everything works fine.
I just hate trying to pull that overhead console down. That's one of the hardest things there is to get out of these trucks.
And the fan on the motor was pretty difficult, too. But I'm not a mechanic, so maybe that's why.
No problem. Once you learn the trick to that, but these stinking overhead consoles, they usually break the clips and stretch them or whatever, because they're, I mean, them plastic clips they got holding them things in there are in there.
And I remember trying to be very careful because I knew for sure I was going to break something and then it wouldn't work right. But anyway, I was able to get it back, snapped back together. My only complaint is it doesn't ever seem to be bright enough, but that's probably my eyes.
That's more old age than it's the problem with the component. I'm in the same boat.
I'm about to jump back ahead of you again a little bit. Well, I already am ahead of you, but by another year.
Staying ahead out there, that's fine.
When you catch up with me, it means I will have been in the ground for a few years.
You just keep staying out there in front. That's all right with me.
Pictures you sent last night, and I'll tell you what, that's a lot of equipment up there in one spot.
That's a lot of equipment, and that's not even all of it. That was just what I could fit into one picture.
Must have a lot of commercial value when it comes to communications.
And there's a lot of commercial repeaters up there. And what I don't understand is the public can just walk right up to it. I mean, nothing to stop them. So there's a trail system that for the public to walk and hike, and it takes you right up there to it.
Livable road as well for maintenance.
It's a little rough, but I mean, they said it was rough. Don't look like my driveway.
POA just came and or had somebody come and regrade our road. I call it the driveway, but it's technically a private road. Because one of the neighbors was complaining about how rough it was, and I was thinking, rough. There's one little area where kind of, you know, a little bump in the gravel, and goodness, you know. Now it's back to, it's smoothed out, but as soon as the next big rain comes, it's such a steep hill, it's going to walk in location.
I know that's what everybody complains about when they move in here on these gravel roads where they've never been on there before. They think they're just going to stay smooth all the time. It doesn't happen. And I'm the only one in here with the equipment to take care of the road, so it'll get fixed when I get time.
Of us that live on it, on this road, and one of them, not long after he moved in, he said, hey, you want to pitch in and maybe we can pave it? And I was like, well, if we do that, then we'll be responsible for it. Right now, the POA is responsible for it. That's part of the deal. If we pave it, we'll have to keep upkeep it and fix it and all that. And they're actually talking about paving it now, seeing if they can save money by going in just paving it instead of having to redo it every year.
For HGX. Yeah, you'll never get all the houses that live in here where I'm at to come together and pave it, because there's probably 30 to 40 of them in here now. So all they do is whine about how bad it is, and I just look at them and say, well, you can do something about it. You just got to buy the stuff to do it, or you can pay me to do it. But I'm not going to do it until it affects me. And the vehicles I drive, I can get in and out.
You lived in such a large community, 30 or 40 people, that's a lot.
Cut out, but that's how many's on the road. It's not that bad. I can only see one house from my place, so we're not that close together.
How far back up or back into the mountains does it go compared to where you are? Are you towards the end of it?
I'm three quarters of the way in.
And I guess. Yeah, I just thought you were kind of back in there by yourself. I know you said you had a neighbor that lived above you because their cars slid down with the mud. I guess a little bit of a landslide during the rain.
Is on the main dirt road, and then I'm off on another little side chute. The side chute I live on, there's probably five of us that live on it. But the main road is, like I said, 30 or 40 of us that come in and out of here.
You have a good day. I'm going to jump off here for a little while. And my tea's getting cold over here. Well, it's getting undrunk. How about that? I need to sip a little more on it. Hope you have a good day and a good weekend. I'm sure I'll talk to you. But happy Memorial Day if I don't talk to you. I think we're getting Ada in the morning at some point for a little while. And of course, won't be able to get much done there, but it'll be fun anyway. I'll you and Elise have a good weekend. We'll talk to you later. KO4HX and 4ZLK.
For your time with Ada, you and Beth, and I'm sure we'll talk over the weekend at some point. But be careful out there. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
KO4HKX, KO4PXB. Good morning, Patrick.
Hey, KO4HKX.
Yeah, what you up to this morning?
At the moment, waiting to find out how my day's going to go.
Yeah, since I'm about 9 minutes away from the office area and about 30 minutes away from work, I'll pretty much know that same thing around 8 o'clock this morning.
Get out something today, whether they got us another piece of equipment down there to work with or not.
What kind of equipment are you looking for to work with?
Mini-X that we had rented is acting up, so try to get us another one down there.
Yep. Hopefully they'll be able to get you one. So after I get off work today, me and my wife are going down to Manning to go camping, and we're taking a young soldier that just lost his family a couple of days ago, so we're taking him camping with us and letting him enjoy the Memorial Day weekend as a relaxing of his brain to keep him from dwelling on stuff.
Thank you, Lloyd. I'm sure he'll greatly appreciate that.
Yeah, that's definitely the worst thing for him to have lost both his families, but then just to be sitting around dwelling in the same house and stuff like that, definitely not probably would not be a good outcome.
Getting away and keeping your mind off of it, focused on something else, generally helps quite a bit.
Yep, and I've already let him nicely know that when we go camping, everybody helps, so it's not going to be, sitting around me and my wife hatching and fetching for him. Like I said, this way the campsite we're going to, it has fishing, and there's a bunch of hiking trails, and they have a pool. That way there's definitely things to do.
Well, again, I'm sure he'll appreciate that, and good for you, Lloyd, you and your wife for doing that.
Yep, and then I know we're going to come back in on that Monday, so it depends on what time I come back. So if they allow it, I'm going to go to the veterans' home that's not far from my house and talk with the old vets there that also doesn't have anybody to visit them.
Glad to hear somebody's out there doing that. I know I took my grandfather over to the VA hospital earlier this week, and I don't know, it was hard to watch a lot of the older gentlemen in there by themselves, nobody with them.
Yep, that is definitely tough to see, and that's why, with their permission, I take my journal or record their stories, so that way, I know I mentioned it before, that way when they pass on, that their story doesn't, and their what they've gone through in life is not gone forever. And then with their permission, I asked them, how they, kind of want their story, I guess put out there for everyone else to know. Because as it stands right now, if they just say for me to hold on to it, then I just keep it in my journal and then reflect on it later on.
Roger that. Yeah, I was talking with my grandfather earlier this week about doing some of that same stuff with him. So I might reach out sometime to you to get some ideas on where to go with that.
Yep, so that way, for anyone listening, please do that same thing. Even if it's somebody that's not in the military, just document their stories, because once they're no longer here, it's definitely they're gone forever.
And seems like they're moving on quicker. Might be that I'm getting older, but it does definitely seem like they're moving on quicker.
Yeah, like I said, yes, it does.
At the house and see if I can't figure out what my game plan is for today. But again, thanks for what you all you do and helping everybody out. And you be careful this weekend, and pray y'all have a good time and enjoy yourselves and help that young man out. KO4HK, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3, Lloyd.
Hi, Patrick. Have a great day. Please be careful. KO4PXB.